Ladies and gentlemen, Ingrid Elfer is one of the world's leading mindset experts, helping heart-centered women entrepreneurs build their business and brand from the inside and out. For more than 20 years, Ingrid has been helping businesswomen in all industries stay positive, productive, and profitable, and laugh along the way. Originally from Sweden, Ingrid now lives in the United States. She publishes a free weekly report on Mondays, Wealthy Women. It's an e-zine. She works with an elite group of mentoring clients around the world, and is just about to launch her new membership site that will help women maintain a bulletproof mindset from her website, www.mymuse.info. And she also does a lot of great stuff with men who deserve to be part of her mentoring program. I bring to you, from the great state of Colorado and the city of Boulder, Ingrid Elfer. Ingrid, welcome to Talkin' Health.
Oh, wow, thank you. You have so much energy. I simply adore that. That's absolutely amazing. It's like you're a powerhouse. Positive energy.
You really, well, Ingrid, I want to thank you, because you're a lady who helps so many people. And, you know, I mentioned this in the email I sent out to people, that you always have positive things to say. And what is it about being positive that helps you so much as a person?
Well, I mean, just the backstory. In 2002, I was told I was going deaf, blind, and spend the rest of my life in a wheelchair. And so learning how to really get better at being even more positive and really have a good attitude when you're losing, when you lose every sort of sense of ability to walk, talk, or all that is what I lost. So I spent 2 years in a dark room looking at one point of the wall. And you've got to develop a really great sense of humor if you're going to heal, because the doctors really told me I was going to never be back to normal again. And I think that having a positive mindset and attitude is what's going to get you through life. You know, it's like life might throw you a curveball, but you better laugh and have fun along the way, because it's going to happen sometimes. And it's also very powerful about being positive. What happens is then something really incredible happens within you. You start seeing the possibility. So, okay, so I couldn't walk, I couldn't talk, I couldn't do things. So I started, like, writing one sentence if I was able to, because writing was hard, but I write by hand. And I draw a little bit, and I think about the things I could do rather than the things I couldn't do. And that's a very powerful thing. So that was a personal note. But before that, I think that I really felt that the key to life is to take it with a grain of sand and enjoy every moment of your day. And if you can do that, then you're a real master, and that's when you really are wealthy inside and out. And, of course, I believe in creating wealth on the outside too, but the wealth comes from within, and that's the biggest part, is having that attitude of wealth, that you're the one who owns your day, no one else. And so that's the place where I come from.
Wow, wow. So now when you were diagnosed with all this whole situation, you had no idea where it came from? It just kind of just showed up?
Yeah, well, what happened is that 10 in the morning, I was driving to get bread at, you know, like a whole grain bread at a fresh bakery. So I parked the car, and it was a sidewalk. I was living in South Florida at the time, and it's a sidewalk, and I walked like I was plastic. And it's 10 in the morning, and I don't really drink. So I was thinking, you know, jokingly going, what did I drink last night, you know, kind of thing. Because it was complete, I couldn't walk in a straight line. And by 4 o'clock, I couldn't walk anymore. And then the next day, everything was spinning and everything was gone, like my whole ability of everything. So in just a few hours, literally, I lost everything.
Wow, I mean, that's...
That's when you develop a great sense of humor, you know? Because, I mean, I spent years feeling drunk, like I was drowning, and like the world was spinning all at the same time, so...
Well, Ingrid, with this happening, I mean, you know, and the doctor's telling you, you know, you're gonna be, you know, deaf, and you're not going to be able to see, I mean, all these horrible things happening, how did you figure out a way for this to be solved, the situation?
Well, you know what was interesting is that The doctors, I had to go to a lot of specialists, and when you're really, really ill, I had to spend weeks and weeks at the hospital first, and then the insurance told me that they couldn't pay anymore, or that's not what they didn't cover, so they sent me home, and so I had to go to different specialists, which was hard enough to try to get in the car, and obviously I couldn't drive, but to actually go in a car when you have acute vertigo. And so when I got to the doctors, they kept on diagnosing me, I think, 10 different things, more horrible than the next, MS, Parkinson, on and on and on. And I realized when I think it's because of my background. Like I said, I've been doing this for 20 years. I've been a mindset expert for 20 years. And I'm actually muse, too, so we can get into that later. But is that... I learned something very powerful, is that if somebody's not certain about something, which the doctors were not, because I kept on saying, are you 100% sure? And they said, well, we can't be 100% sure about anything. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. If they're not 100% sure, what if I start directing that instead? So I every day started saying, I believe in miracles. I'm healed. And it was a struggle, because it wasn't until 2006 that I actually were able to drive again and get it back out in the world. But you know what? I'm walking, talking, and I'm doing all the impossible things. I just went out salsa dancing with some girlfriends a few weeks ago, and that was like a huge celebration for me, just to be able to go out dancing, because I didn't imagine that I would ever do that again. So that's the backstory of that.
Wow, that's amazing, Ingrid. That really, really is. And to, sometimes people have to go through almost trials and tribulations and just be down and go up. And I've wondered this too, is so many people that I know in personal development like yourself, we all have a story where we were ill or we had financial problems or whatever. And sometimes it makes us stronger, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, there's a few people who've managed to live in a very small town and nothing has ever happened to them. I know a few of those, but they're not that interesting to talk about, and good for them that they didn't have anything. But most of us have challenges, and it's to learn to be that leader and learn to be the master of yourself and not let any challenge get you down, and instead create a mindset and be positive, stay focused on what you can do, and just enjoy life as it is. I laugh a lot every day. I jump up and down, and really love each moment of my day, even when it's hard, because it's my day. I mean, no one needs to take my day away from me. I own it. And that responsibility, when I put it back on me, my bliss is mine. It's very fun and much more empowering to go through day by day.
Ingrid, the whole thing about the mind, and I've mentioned this in my books as well, is the whole thing about, how people think. And, your thoughts, I really believe, control a lot of your emotions. And I believe that your thoughts can control your health. Just like, what you were mentioning about yourself was you started to believe that you could heal. And you told the doctors, if you're not sure what's going on, I'm going to figure out a way to get healthy. And you started believing that you could get healthy. And I think that's where it starts. And, modern medicine, allopathic medicine, doesn't teach that, because there's great ways to improve your health. But I think it's not always with a pill, is it?
No, I mean, it's like, it's really interesting, because I work with a lot of cancer patients and things through the 20 years. And my uncle actually got liver cancer 2 years ago. So I kept on telling him, and the doctors were giving him awful diagnosis. And I said, there's always exceptions. There's always those who, suddenly decide they're going to heal, and they heal. And doctors don't know why that happens. But that's kind of, I'm like one of those miracle stories, I'm not supposed to be well again, And unfortunately, my uncle did die, but it took him 2 years. They gave him a month or two to live. He got 2 years, and he lived the fullest for the 2 years. So I just don't know. I mean, it's like all of us, we don't know how long we got, so we might as well do the best of what we got here and now and really live to the fullest. And I think that's the biggest challenge we have, because part of us sit there and wait on the sideline thinking that we take life for granted, we take our family for granted, we take our gifts for granted, you know, and we forget that, you know, we control and we control it with our thoughts. And that's why it's so important to build a positive mindset, to really learn how to think constructively throughout a day. How to, I teach about having a superstar daily practice, for example, where you do 22 minutes a day, I do 21 minutes a day, and you will create a superstar mindset. And because it's learning how to do 7 minutes in the morning of just sitting with yourself, sitting, tuning in with first yourself and then whatever you call source or flow, whatever, you know, people call that. And then during the day, check in with yourself and see where you're at. And then the evening, you end your day on a really high note. I end on my wins every night. And that's very powerful to celebrate the great things all of us have accomplished. And sometimes for me, my biggest accomplishment was that just breathing when I was that ill, just breathing was good enough, and that was winning, if that makes sense. So it's, we all have these struggles and these perspectives. It's just what we do with it, how we focus our thoughts each day, and how we're going to take each day.
You know, Ingrid, I got to tell you, you know, this whole thing about, you know, 7 minutes in the morning and 7 minutes at night, and I've always had this belief that, you know, wake up every day and start your day positive, and also end your day positive. And I remember, you know, a couple of years ago, I was dating someone, and, you know, the news was on in the morning, which I didn't like, and the news was on at night. And it was like, you know, CNN, constantly negative news. And I was like, I don't want to go to bed with negativity. I don't want to wake up with negativity. So I see your point with starting your days and ending your days with positive affirmations, positive thoughts. It's going to affect you in the right way, and I agree with you, because, you know, you mentioned about this whole thing about the mindset and you know, why does our mindset matter? It does, doesn't it?
No, it's not. I mean, it's real. If you really want to create magic in your life, change what you do each morning, midday, and then at night. If you start and end your day, and you don't have to do the midday, but I recommend checking in, because, you know, a lot of times what I find with all of us is that if we do the morning thing and then we don't check in during the day, we can totally lose our focus on who we are, and we can totally stress out and miss the point of, if we check in just for a few minutes during the day, we also can, like, read ourselves back in and refocus and prioritize, and then in the evening really celebrate the wins, the things we've done, who we are. Thank you for the incredible family, incredible friends, incredible, you know, customers or in our work or whatever it is we do, and understand that we're really powerful beings. All of us have an incredible, powerful impact on each other. And having, if you just are positive every day, first towards yourself, everyone else is going to be affected, and it's a huge ripple effect. Just by being positive, you change the whole world. And there's nothing more irritating than meeting a positive person. At least that's what people tell me. I can be because I'm so positive, right? And, you know, and I think, well, you know, instead of using anger, I'm going to use positiveness and laughter to kill the negativity. So that's my
You know, like, you know, it's interesting because you said how people don't like the positive person. You know, it's interesting, Ingrid, and I'll ask your opinion about this. I remember a couple years ago I was at an event, and a person went up to me, and the guy had a lot of guts to say something. And he goes to me, he goes, you know, Joe Casper, I don't like you very much. And I said, well, that's interesting that you had enough guts to say that to my face. And I looked him in the eye, and I said, sir, what is it about me you don't like about yourself? And his mouth was like a donut hole, and I froze him right there. Because what he was really saying, Rid, was he didn't. There was something about me he didn't like about himself. And the same with you. You're super positive, and if someone doesn't like you because you're positive, you have a trait or a characteristic that they really wish they had. It's almost like this. I've been in airports a lot, just like, you know, you fly around the world like I do, I'm sure. And sometimes I'll see, you know, somebody walk by, and the person might be very attractive or look different than normal, and you watch all the eyes glare on that person. And sometimes they'll snicker, like, well, that person doesn't look that great, but they're really saying, yes, they do, because I'm looking at them.
Well, I think it's interesting because, you know, it's about really appreciating each other. And, I mean, just the mindset of really looking at a person when you meet them. Like, I always make a point, and you said that to me. I really make a point, and I think it's because my whole life experience in my life is that for me, to every person that I meet, to tell them they're powerful, that they are superstars, they're amazing, they have an important life mission here. You know, I don't care how old you are, you get going, you get sharing, you get going, doing what you're here to do, and really share your wealth from the inside out. You know, your true self, every moment of your day, you're going to change everybody's life. And so every person I meet, I tell them what I see and who I think they are, or when I see something amazing about them, because I don't ever want to leave not having said the truth. Because so many people will pick all on the negative, all on the bad, all on the, oh, you know, I've had people, I had one woman come up to me to say, and this is, I guess, you know, a lot of you guys are New Yorkers, so you can, but for me, I'm from Europe and from Sweden, and I don't really swear, I don't use swear words, so this was really hard for me at first, because I had to really look at her, but she came up to me and say, oh, you're so skinny, you bitch. And I'm like, whoa, you know, and I looked at her, and she's more plump, and I looked at her, and I said, but you're so beautiful, too. Why would you say that to yourself and me? Because I want you to really take in how beautiful you are. There's no competition here. Just because I happen to be thin, it doesn't mean you're less than anything. You're so gorgeous. And what's funny is she ended up becoming my client after that, you know, because I don't want people to, you know, get away with being mean or getting away pushing each other away. You know, it's so important that we stay focused on empowering each other rather than disempowering each other. It's too easy. It's much easier to disempower someone than to just empower each other.
You know, Ingrid, you make a great point, and I'm starting to think now of sports. And, you know, I've been a very competitive baseball player my entire life, you know, high school, college, professional. I still play in men's hardball leagues. And it's really funny how baseball is a sport where it is a lot of negative, because if you hit 300, you're a very good player, and you failed 70% of the time. And it is funny that with sports, a lot of times, even when you win, people will say, well, what about that play you messed up? Or what about this? What about this? Instead of saying, you know what? You tried your best. That's great. And one thing that I learned years ago was humans are going to make errors, whether it's in sports or in life. And when people make an error in anything, I think the first thing to say to them is not tell them how they screwed up. They know they screwed up, but take it from a positive perspective. For example, you and I had a talk today about something that was, you know, dealing with business, and you came across very positive. You were 100% correct with me, and the way you did it was so professional and so caring, and it really helped me to get through that. And because I what you said was really great. But I think we need, as a society, to tell people when they do things right, because we're always telling them what they do wrong. And just like with a child, you know, if your child messes up and all you do is tell your child how bad they are and how no good they are, you know, they're not going to grow up to be the nicest person. Emphasize the good things, because people are going to make mistakes.
Well, we all make mistakes, which is perfectly normal, that it's the learning, teaching or helping each other to be the best in each other and really help each other rise to the occasion. And I think that's a really powerful thing. And it's the hardest thing for us to do. And I think in family situations, you know, most families will actually pull each other down. And I'm not saying everybody, but some. And that is part of the pattern of really, you know, I had one client who she came and told me that she got published, she's overseas, she's in Germany, and she got published in a big magazine. She's an artist, she does quilts, and she's really amazing. She's like one of those superstars. And she got published in a magazine, and she's had incredible success with what she's doing. And her family, actually, her brother, she was telling about all the success, and her brother walks out of the room, and he comes back in and he says, all you do is talk about yourself. You're so self-absorbed and selfish. And he was angry at her success. And a lot of times, that's the things I have to work with clients, is teaching them how to take that and not need that from the approval from their family sometimes, because sometimes you won't get it from there. You sound like you have a very supportive family, so that's amazing, but not everybody does. So you have to learn how to be positive of yourself first and not need outside approval. And
yes.
Strong in yourself and know you're valuable, amazing, no matter if no one else knows it. You know it, and you stand for it, and you're confident. And sometimes that's all we got and all we get. So,
I do have a news flash for you, Ingrid,
what?
Because this is interesting. Now, you said it sounds like my family's very positive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for my
mother, because my dad's not here no more. But my mother's very supportive, but the rest of my family, not at all. In fact, I'm not at all. Now, I could let it eat me away, which years ago it did, but I learned something. What people think about me is none of my business.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so true. So when my family started with that whole, you know, you're selfish, Joe, you know, you're an entrepreneur, what do you think you're doing, and that whole thing, I felt the energy. In fact, I knew none of my family would even want a copy of my second book that came out. I knew that, and it's okay. But the thing is, we choose our friends, we choose our business associates. So I'm real blessed that I have people in my life who are rooting for me unconditionally. And I want to talk about that with you because you're one of those people. And something I was going to bring up tonight, and I have a lot of surprises, Ingrid, as you can see here.
I can tell, but now you're going to have to get to that point too. So you better not miss that part.
I won't miss any points with us.
Yeah.
But the thing about jealousy, and I think jealousy is a horrible thing. You know, if someone has something that's great, whether they're good looking or a great athlete or money or they're kind or whatever they have in your mind, I believe learn from them. And my father didn't have a jealous bone in his body, and I don't know if that's embedded or whatever it is, that I was able to take that. And when I see someone that has something that I admire, I'm glad for them, happy for them, and I think that helps a lot of people. When you go around your lifetime being jealous and envious, doesn't that eat away at your core?
It eats everything. It's like you're giving everybody the power away, not thinking you're ever enough, and it is, you know, you're enough, and you don't need to be envious of others. And it usually means that you don't have enough self-worth, you know.
Yeah. And you and I first
growing that kind of a society right now, so
yeah, it is a society a lot. But see, I know when I first spoke to you, I could tell that you were a very giving, caring person, and who didn't have a jealous bone in her body. And I speak to lots of people, Ingrid, and I'm really good at picking up on that with people. And it's something, a trait that I guess I have now, is I know the real deal with people. You know, I know, and sometimes I've been burnt in my lifetime, but it's nice to see a person like you who really, you know, roots for their clients unconditionally and wants to see people do well and doesn't have a jealous bone in their body. And when you start being like that as a person, I believe greatness is going to find you. It will.
Well, it's so much more fun to celebrate. Like, seeing my clients win, for example, or anyone that I meet, seeing them win, really becoming super successful. And I work with superstars, so I work with really big people. And to see them even succeed even more, I don't know anything more beautiful. To really become, use our, you know, superstar potential in our hearts and our being, really living our fullness, our greatness. I don't think, you know, achieving that and watching someone doing that is like I'm doing it, which I am. Does that make sense? It gives me much more satisfaction. And I think it gives us all much more satisfaction watching each other succeed, rather than struggle or fail or being having low self-esteem or being afraid or limiting ourselves when we have so much greatness within that we haven't even started exploring. I mean, it's amazing how little we explore our true potential. The whole, you know, there's so very few people that does it, that actually dares to go the whole way. And it doesn't mean that you're, you know, when I'm not talking about superstars, I mean that some people, their dream is just to go to church and help everybody there. That's fine. That's a superstar to me, too. Or go to homeless shelter, help there. Or build a huge empire where you become a billionaire. It's all the same to me. It's just that you live your true self each moment and really use everything you got within to give back.
Yeah, I think giving is very important. Now, Ingrid, let me ask this. You spoke about positive before. Do you believe that you know, that people were actually born that way. In other words, you know, they're positive, there's a reason. But, you know, some people say, well, someone's born to be positive. What's your opinion about that?
I think, in one way, I think it's also upbringing, how we are around, but also probably a bit about personality. But positiveness, you know, is something that I think we have to learn how to become really positive in a good way. And because most people, most of us, will be very affected by other people's moods. And, you know, even if you have a partner or if you're, you know, around your friends, if they're happy, you're happy, right? Well, when I talk about being positive, I really mean being positive from within, where it's not about what other people say or do to you. It's about you owning each thought, each action, everything that you do, and that you choose what you're going to be, mood you're going to be in. And I choose having a fantastic day every day. And people go, well, that's crazy. Well, what if you have a hard, you know, hard day, or, you know, like when my uncle died, or this, you know, different situations. Me, it was still a fantastic day. I knew he passed in peace and it was all perfect. He'd done everything. And it didn't mean I didn't feel sad. But do you see, it's about really what attitude you got about it, if it's devastating or not. And if you have struggles in a day, I mean, that's fantastic to me. Like you said, you know, struggles or fears or challenges or things coming at you, or like you say, failure. There's no failures. It's just try again, try again, try again. We have to learn things, and that's what we learn by failure. And that's why I think it's really... not probably the right word, is it, using the word failure? Maybe another
one. It's not so much failure. It's kind of like an experience. And you never really fail. You just make attempts, and maybe it didn't work out the way you wanted it to, but you figure out a way at a certain point to get it to work. It's like, how many people do you know, Ingrid, who started out in business and failed? In fact, what, most millionaires have been broke, what, twice?
Every entrepreneur, pretty much every successful entrepreneur, have at least gone bankrupt once.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Right. And that's part of the journey. It's almost like the person who goes out and buys a lotto ticket and all of a sudden wins, and 2 years later they're broke and they go, well, what happened? Well, there was no story, no journey. They went from one extreme to another, and there was no, you know, they went out of control. They didn't know how to... you know, they didn't appreciate what they really had. And I think that's part of it. And I think when people don't have and then they have, and that could be in a lot of ways, they appreciate it very much. And I think that's what people got to realize, that we're blessed more than we realize. And I think that's part of society's got to take a look back, instead of just always chasing the money and trying to pay bills and say, you know what, I got greatness to give the world. Let me slow down a little bit and see what's out there. And because this is a fast-paced world, isn't it, Ingrid?
It is, but I always walk a half step slower for me, because I can't walk as fast. I never do. That's my pace, because I need to smell the flowers and bliss a little bit along the way. So that's kind of what I do. But I move pretty fast in some ways, but I do slow down and make sure I breathe in each moment of my day and really pay attention. But not everybody's like that. I don't know. Are you like that?
Well, you know, I am from... Let me kind of explain this in a way. You know, people around the country meet me and they go, well, Joe, you have so much energy and you're all in this and you're intense in this. And I go, yeah, but where I'm from, there are people who are a lot more intense than I am, and they just, their whole being is just go, 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 go. But I do stop and smell the roses, and certain things I do. Example, like this show I do every Thursday night, people go, why do you do it? You know, I'll admit I do the show for me. It gives me a sense of peace and being to know every Thursday night, no matter how my day and my life is going, that there's going to be a program, it's going to assist a lot of people, and it gives me a peace that, you know what, this is part of who I am now, you know, ready at a 3-year anniversary, and that, to me, that is somewhat peaceful, just like, you know, having my herbal tea at night is peaceful, you know, praying every day a little bit, peaceful, and there's small little things that I believe help, and you know what, you do slow down and realize, you take a look out there in the world and go, wow, you know what, the world is a great place. And, you know, the smell of the roses, any way, shape, or form that works for you personally, that's all it's about. I mean, and I think that's something that a lot of people can do, which is take a few minutes out and just realize, you know, what you have. So, you know, now I want to ask you this too, Ingrid, I guess if I can. We're talking about this whole thing about positive, and why is it hard to stay positive and motivated? You know, I mean, some people have such difficulty with that.
I think, again, it's so easy to just get caught up in the challenge or the fear, or if something bad happens, thinking that that has to do with who you are, that it has to do with your self-esteem, and that you're not worthy or good enough. And instead, learning how to, you know, like an athlete, develop a mindset that makes you succeed even in the challenges. And that's what I teach with my daily practice, the 21 minutes a day, with 7 minutes in the morning, 7 minutes midday, and 7 minutes evening. And then during the rest of the day is learning how to when things fall apart, to learn how to really build that mindset or turn negative into positive, really, really building yourself up and using different methods so you can stay focused on the good things each moment of your day rather than the bad things. And it's just easy to get reactive and get afraid or think that, wow, it must mean something if something bad happens to me, you know, if something, and then we just fall apart. And I see it over and over, and I see it in huge people still who have to work on staying in this focused mindset. So I think it's more about learning how to train your mind to become focused on the right things versus the bad things. And I think most of us have learned bad habits, kind of like what you talk about, bad diet, right, bad food. There's bad thoughts, you know, that you should never use. Like the word I can't should never even be in your vocabulary, you know. Or I don't know shouldn't be there either, because you do know, you might choose not to take action, but you do know. So it's that part of us that I think wants to have other people take responsibility, and maybe we think life is the one who takes responsibility for us. There's an outside force or force outside of us that has control over us, and maybe it's just turning that thought around and changing it into, I can, I'm responsible for me, and I'm going to make my day. And I'm talking day by day, because that's so important, just to be present. If you're just present each day and each moment and control your how you view each moment, that's enough. You know, if you view it positive or negative, and you see you're suddenly focusing positive, you go back to the if you're focusing on the negative, you go focus on the positive instead, the very opposite. And so that's the important part. So I think we just get caught up in the ripple, or people are negative around us, and we kind of tag along that mood.
You know, it's funny you talk about the whole negative positive thing, and I have a little story that kind of really relates to all this, Ingrid. I remember after my father had a stroke, I took care of him for a long time, and you know, after being, you know, in a coma and paralyzed, and we got him walking and all this stuff. And I remember I'm taking him to water exercise. I used to rehab him myself in the pool, and I'm in the car with him, and I have him in the front seat, and I asked him this question. I said, "Dad, do you ever get depressed?" And here's a man, you know, who went through so much with a stroke and missing a third of his brain. He turns to me and he goes, "That word doesn't exist." And I'm thinking to myself, here's a man who has every right to complain. I mean, he was paralyzed. He has all these things going on medically for 4 years. And he's telling me that word doesn't exist. There's an inner power that he had that never got him depressed. And I think that helped him in his life a lot. I really do.
Well, I particularly believe we had a choice. I mean, I could have totally given up and given in and spend the rest of my life in a wheelchair death line, right? That could have been my option, but I felt like I have a big dream or big mission, and I need to get well, you know? And I'm going to, and even if I don't get well that way, so I started writing books, I started creating products, I did art, I did all these things, and as much as I could do every day, and having that kind of positive thing and focus instead of focusing what I couldn't do, you know, I suddenly got well before I knew it, even though it took 4 years. But who cares how long it takes? It doesn't matter how long things take, how long it takes to turn your mind around. And I actually did a video on my blog where don't sleep with your negative thoughts. So don't, you know, most people will go to sleep with their negative thoughts, and I refuse to. I think we, you know, why not? I'll stay awake until they stop, you know, which means you turn the thoughts around to positive until your thoughts quit. You know, there's a place where you can take that charge. I find that at least where, you know, sometimes we all struggle with negative thoughts. So do I, but it's about do I choose to let them take over me, or do I just refocus them until they kind of give up? You know, I'm much stronger than those negative thoughts. We all are. So, and I think we forget that because we think the thoughts are us. That it comes from us, and it's just conditioning, and it's learned. Thoughts are just learned things. It's not real. And we just take it all too serious. You know?
No, I think you're right, Ingrid. Pardon me, I had a frog in my throat for a second, but the frog's gone. And you're right, we take so many things seriously, and it just rips the mind apart. And, you know, you mentioned before about, you know, things that influence the mind, and I want to get into this a little bit, how, you know, I really do believe that outside influences like friends, family, and media really, really affect our mindset. And, you know, I want to talk about some of the strategies that you have to help people in that area.
Yeah, you know, I just the thing about surrounding yourself with really positive people is very, very important, especially if you have a big dream or you have a dream and you want to share something with yourself. The other one is actually acknowledge your negativity. Acknowledge that you are in a negative environment, that you're thinking negative. It's really important to acknowledge and see, look at yourself, because if you can see it, you can change it. If it's unconscious and you're not aware of how negative you are, you have no control over it. So don't be afraid or even embarrassed about your negative thoughts, you know. There's nothing bad that you can't change. I think that's the most important thing. It's just learning how you can't, you know, you can reframe a thought. You can transform a thought, you know, to something empowering, but you can't do anything if you're unconscious, if you're not aware of it.
You know, Ingrid, you make that's a great point. I mean, that's a really, and it's funny because you're one of the few people who ever said that where you acknowledge a negativity, and sometimes people don't realize when they are negative, because I've had people say, well, Joe, I didn't even realize I said those things or I act this way, because it's such part of their being.
It's reactive. I mean, it's 80% of our action is subconscious. We're not even aware of it, what we're doing. So 80% of our time, we're on autopilot. So a lot of things we do, we're not even aware how we think, what we do, how we act, and that's why, you know, learn more about your mind, learn more about your mindset, what that really means, and I welcome anyone to go to subscribe to my e-zine on mymuse.info to sign up, because that's what I talk about, and then start tuning into your conscious mind, because that's another step. Is the more conscious, the more you empower your conscious mind and then learn to work with your subconscious mind, which is, it's the daily practice where you start turning, you start thinking positive, you visualize, you meditate, you communicate or connect with source, and you say positive things, or you journal, or you jump up and down and laugh. You know, there's so many different things you can do that will change your mindset, because, you know what, depression, like, your dad, I would love to meet him. He sounds like a super wise man, like one of those sages, Buddha sages, who, you know, one should sit by their feet and really listen, because for someone to say that depression doesn't exist is so powerful, powerful, powerful.
Yeah, it is very, very powerful, and you know, especially after what he went through. You're right, Ingrid, and that's one of the things that I try to remember on people is what kind of positiveness do they bring to me to help empower me? Because everyone we meet, I believe, in this world gives us some kind of empowerment. I mean, they really do. And even if someone tells you something negative, you could still learn from it. And I think that's another key, because when people say something, you might not agree with it, but I believe this. Think when they said it. Is there something that they say that you can learn from? And I think if you take that perspective, you could you can really prosper in this world. Just like I know the media, and I mentioned this in my book, the media gets so many people afraid to live their life. It's like this, how many people in this country take pharmaceutical medicines that they don't need? I mean, I've spoken to a number of physicians who do research, and they say, Joe, cholesterol medicine is a waste of time. No one's ever died of high cholesterol. Most of these blood pressure things are not needed if people would get healthy. But society says, you know, go take this pill, take this drug, because that's what you're supposed to do. And they show that that's what is going to make you better, which is not the case, but people buy into that media stuff, and they don't have to. And that's one of the things that I deal with myself, because I want my clients to live a healthy life, and I don't want to see a 35-year-old man on 4 pharmaceutical medicines. I don't. Or a 12-year-old child being 50 pounds overweight because their parents don't, you know, do the right nutrition with them. So there's a lot of things that we can do, but we allow the media to influence us way too much, Ingrid.
Well, I think we've forgotten to tell each other that we're powerful and that we're amazing and that we have a bigger life than just trying to live lives that are not our own or be on a treadmill or give up on our dreams because we can't really be happy in who we are, or that we need to give our power away to other people. There's just so many different things that I think we've been conditioned to do, and there's something much more powerful about that. But now I'm going to ask you, because you know, are we ending in 10 minutes? Is that what we're doing?
We're going to keep going, because I know we saw some more stuff to cover, Ingrid.
Yeah, because are you getting to the other things? Because I'm way too curious. I'm sitting.
Oh, we're getting to everything.
Okay.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, well, one more thing I want to touch upon, because I want to talk about the women empowerment stuff, is, you know, so what you're saying basically is people can develop and maintain a strong mindset. How?
It's learning how to think different. Like I said, about just this one thing, if you were to do this one thing, is to change each negative thought you have into a positive. And this is a very, very simple, simple trick, where if you have a negative thought, let's say you say, oh, I always mess up, right? Or I'm such a bad person, or, you know, the thoughts that most people actually have, or, wow, I'm just not worthy, I can't believe I just got hired, or why did I lose that job? It must be true that I'm a failure. So do the very opposite of that. So let's say it must be true that I'm a failure. So do the very opposite of it, which is it must be true that I'm amazing. And so you completely change it. I didn't lose the job because of that. Something better is coming my way. It's opposite. Doing the opposite thoughts, you really start changing it. But also, visualization is very, very powerful. What it is, it's kind of like you're creating a mind movie in your mind. You start visualizing what you'd like to create. And what happens is you're tapping then into something, you know, the subconscious mind, the deep part of your mind, that actually doesn't know, it's not really that intelligent. It will just kind of do what you think. So if you start focusing on all these positive, great things, like, wow, you're going to have, your family's going to be amazing, they're going to love you, your work is going to be amazing, you're going to get promoted, you're on the path of success, you are loved wherever you are, wherever you go, everybody loves you, you're kind and mindful, you're growing, you're becoming a better master in your mind each day. Those kind of things are visualizations. If you were to do that every morning, midday and night, what you're doing is that's how you're conditioning your mindset to start thinking and behaving differently than it has before. We just haven't learned how to think. That's all. That's all. We just, you know, it's like it's a new muscle, learning how to be positive and kind and mindful and really love ourselves and respect ourselves. So that's another, there's so many layers, but that's one thing that you can do every day, is just turning your negative thoughts into positive ones. If that's all you do, you're going to see an amazing change.
You know, Ingrid, people talk about the human body and building muscle and, you know, getting the body in great shape and doing all these things to build the body. But I've always believed this, that the mindset needs to be trained too. And, you know, you mentioned about, you know, doing those things every day and telling yourself how great you are. You're so right. You're 100% correct that if people would start telling themselves and really believing and saying how good they are, that they're going to start believing it. And
celebrate it.
Yeah.
Own it. Say to your mirror, I'm amazing. I'm powerful. Yay. And, like, really mean it in your eyes. Because a lot of people, clients will tell me, well, when I say it, I feel like I'm lying. I'm like, well, then do it until you feel it, you know, until you really believe yourself. And keep on saying it and be excited. If you're saying, oh, I'm powerful, and you look at yourself going, well, I'm such a fake, and you're thinking that. But I want you to say it in a way into the mirror that you really feel how amazing you are, because you are amazing. What's wrong. There's something wrong with society when it's so good to celebrate all the negative things in people, in celebrities and all these things, and so little time spent on how amazingly incredible we are as human beings, that there's right now, in this state of economy, there's more people actually succeeding, there's more people making money, there's more people in the world that's really doing amazing than it is people who are failing or collapsing. And we need to focus on that, because we need that in our being to see that we're here. We're created to be successful. We're not here to fail. You know, if you see nature, nature's constantly succeeding. It's built for that, and we are built for that as human beings, too. But we forget. I think it's our mind that gets in the way, and that's why having that positive mindset each moment of your day, really focusing on the positive and forcing your mind at times when you get negative into the positive in a good way. I'm not saying in a negative way. You really start changing everything about you, like you're building that your mind muscle. And I call it actually, you know, the more positive you think, you build up a bank account, a positive mindset bank account that is just going to be so wealthy, you know, you're going to overflow a wealth.
You know, you're right, Ingrid. And as you're talking about this right now, I was just thinking about when I was younger, how, you know, my grades in high school weren't that good and I wasn't that good of an athlete. But I kept believing that I would become a great athlete one day, and I also knew I'd be good academically, and that I kept working at it, and at some point it hit. But I never told myself I failed, even when I did fail tests. And I never told myself when I struck out in baseball that I stunk as a player. I always believed at some point that the greatness would find me, and it did. So you're making a great point that I never believed the negativity, no matter what anyone said to me. So I think you're making some great, great points.
That's why you're successful, because it's when we believe it, when we say, oh, maybe these thoughts are real, when we collapse into that, when we think, oh, you know, maybe it's true that my aunt said, you know, you're such a failure, or, you know, when my uncle, my dad, or mom, or all those things that we have, or that happens when we're little. And it's funny, it's our mind gets stuck, and that's what the subconscious mind, it's stuck on a bad tape from my childhood. And it's all these learned thoughts and behaviors and beliefs are not real, and yet we can spend our whole life believing these thoughts. We'll believe we're not worthy, when in reality, that's just what somebody said because they were afraid. And you got to bust that. You got to look at it. You got to see it for what it is and bring it out in the open and air it, and then replace it with the positive enforcement so you become the person you were really here to be, not live to be this person that you really are never, you're not, but that somebody said to you that you are. But you know you're great. You know you're fantastic. You know you have a great destiny and that you are here to shine. But it's easier, I think, to actually hide behind a fear because we don't know. I don't think it's something we want to do. But I think we give up. There's so many people you look around you, they've given up. And I think it's because they don't know that their thoughts, those beliefs are not true. It's not who they are. And it's to change that and really, why not shine and be free, fearless and unlimited in this life? I mean, what else do we got, you know? I don't know. For me, fearlessness is the only way. So.
You know, Ingrid, you're right. And this is why you are one of the world's leading mindset experts. I mean, I want to talk about that too. I mean, I love the fact that you help women but also assist highly evolved men, entrepreneurs, to build their business, their brand, and what you're doing is great. So I know you want to talk about that a little bit too, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know what's funny is my mastermind, I'm a part of a lot of masterminds groups, and I've had to open the doors to men completely because they're knocking so hard that I had to, like, okay, I'm opening the doors. So I actually both see both. That because it was funny because when I focus on women, all these guys start knocking doors saying, well, I want to be mentored too, you know. So so I actually had to open it. But, yeah, I work in my mentoring. Now, I have different parts. On the 15th of this month of October, I'm releasing a membership program that it's going to be the Superstar Inner Circle membership, and it will have the mindset videos to you, everything you need to know about mindset. It will have nurturing videos when I'll say, I believe in you, you are amazing, I love you, all these things that we never got told. I'll tell you all those things in short videos. There will be videos about how you can shift your mindset. I will have audio of affirmations, of connecting with source. There will be affirmations and audio. So there's all these things that I've built. And then I'll have a monthly teleseminar in this program where it'll talk about different things about what mindset means and how to really apply it. So you'll get me an hour and a half on a teleseminar where I'll really talk about that, and I'll bring in guests. And then... But the mentoring program that I'm offering, I have two different levels. And one level is more where if you're really ready to just explore who this superstar potential that you have within you and you want to enter a mentoring program, I have a smaller mentoring program that's much less expensive, and I have a big one that's for big superstars who wants to really take their business and themselves and maybe their vision to the next level where they know that they have something bigger within them. And so I work on those levels, but that's what I do, is really finding the visionary and the leaders and helping them, or they find me and help them get to the next level because we have this superstar potential. So I work on many different type of people, but it's all the same thing, which is, you know, entrepreneurs, visionary leaders, who really wants to be the most incredible self they can be from the inside out. And I mean truly wealthy, and where you go from, you know, even if you're a millionaire already, to move even to bigger, or if you haven't even started your business, it's all about just building that confidence and the mindset so you can get there and you can build that bridge to get to the next level. So those are the programs that I'm currently offering. And like I said, the membership is being released, and I'm so excited about it. So that's what I'm doing. So anybody who wants to take part or take a look at the membership program, go to mindmuse.info/mentoring, and you'll see two different programs there. One is the introductory mentoring program, and that's the smaller program that's less expensive. And the other program is... it's Superstar Mentoring Program. And we're changing the name. It used to be Wealthy Women, but I had the guys breaking the door down on the High Level All Men, so I changed it to Superstar. and it's a real honor to be working and mentor people. It's amazing to see clients really shine. And if you've never had a mentor, I really recommend it, because if you want to take yourself to the next level, every successful person have a mentor or a coach. There's no one who doesn't have one. I have them. I am part of mastermind groups. If you never heard of that, look that up. It's an amazing thing to be part of. But we need help. We need to help each other to get to the top. There's no weakness in getting help. And I think most people, we get stuck there thinking that there's some sort of weakness if you get help. But it's reverse. You're actually showing your inner strength. So that's the programs that I'm doing right now. And then lots more are coming. So,
you know, Ingrid, you make some great points about the whole thing about having a coach and a mentor. And you're right. Coaches have coaches. Mentors, you know,
I have a mentor. I'm the mentor. Yeah.
Yeah, we all have them, and people got to realize that, you know, when you get assistance, you know, you're not low on the totem pole, you're actually high, you're right, because you're becoming more evolved. I have people who are smarter than me in a lot of ways, and I learn from them all the time, and I'm so blessed that I have, you know, my mentor groups and mastermind things where we all teach each other so many great things, and it's done a lot over the last few years. It's got me through a lot of my issues, and it helps me to learn all the time. And I think that's what people could, you know, get involved in those programs. It would really benefit them in their life, their health, their business, every way, shape, and form. And I definitely encourage, you know, people to do programs with a person like you. I think you're phenomenal what you do. In fact, one thing I wanted to mention too is, can I mention a special offer that you and I spoke about?
Sure.
I also know that if people do your program, they receive 3 free gifts to build their business by signing up for your Ezon. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they have a chance to win a 3-month mentoring program as a gift of $1,497 value.
Right, absolutely. And also, that's, I'm trying to see how I can send anyone. If anybody would take a survey that I'm doing, you can win up to $5,000 worth of prize. And I'm trying to see where I can send people to that. So hold on.
Well, if you want to send it to me, then I'll email it to my group. I'll do that to help you out.
Yeah,
for sure.
We'll do that. Okay, we'll do that. Great. So we'll make sure everybody on the call gets that if you want to participate in the survey, because it's amazing what for me to learn what everybody's struggling with and what they need is so helpful for me to see what it is that's really out there right now, because it's amazing how many people, there's 3 kind of categories of people right now. I don't know if you're noticing that. There's some who's completely paralyzed and so afraid that they can't even move, and they're in complete emergency. And then there's the other type 2 person who's running around, but they're not getting anything done, right? They're running from one thing to another. And then the third person is the one who's really thriving right now. And those are mostly entrepreneurs or people with a good mindset are really thriving in this time of, you know, financial struggle or whatever it is that's going on. It's interesting that we can react so different to the very same thing. Some people just completely soar, and other people completely, destruct and fall. And if you're one of those who's falling, you can change that. You don't need to be doing that. Or if you're feeling like you're spinning around, you don't need to be doing that. Or if you're really succeeding, you can go even higher. So there's always, we can always keep on thriving and becoming better at who we are.
Well, I mean that anger, that's powerful, and you're so right. You are so correct of everything that you're saying, and you know this is why you do so many great things, and you know your programs are well documented, and you know, and I also know too that your program right now is, I believe, limited to only 10 people. Is that correct?
Right. Well, no, it's more, but I'm only taking right now. I'm only taking on 7 people in the small in the big program. That's all I got room in the big program left, and then I'll be closing it. And in the small program, it's even less that I have room. Applications keep on coming in, so it's filling up. But it's a limited amount because you know my time is I don't have time for. For taking too many people on, and I like to really work with my clients deeply and really look at their everything that they're doing and helping them build, you know, the right mindset and their kind of vision of where they need to go. And so I take the time. I really like to really go out of my way because that's how I want to be treated from my mentors. So I do the same thing. I just over-deliver, but I'm sure you do the same thing.
You know, it's amazing about over-delivering, and, you know, people like you and I don't have to say it. We do it because we care so much about our clients, and Ingrid, that's very clear throughout this, you know, this whole show with you, that you care so much about people's mindset, and you want them to be positive and achieve greatness, and that's what you are. That's your core. That's who you are as a person, and that's very clear, and it speaks volumes of you, but it's obvious in your words and your actions, so I want to tell you how much I appreciate what you do.
You're such a beautiful person, Joe. You really astound me. Every time I talk to you, there's something so gorgeous about who you are that it's amazing. You know, don't ever change any part of you. Just be you.
Well, Ingrid, I thank you so much. You are so, so kind. And Ingrid, I want to give your information again. Now, I want to give you a website, your phone number, everything for the people to contact you. Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, folks, to contact the great Ingrid Elfer, and it's IngridElfer, very simple, go to www.mymuse.info, mymuse.info, and her 800 number toll-free is 800-246-0106. Again, Ingrid Elfer, 1-800-246-0106. A phenomenal mindset expert who helps people in so many areas with your branding for women, men. She does it all, folks. You deserve to connect with her. And Ingrid, I want to tell you, I appreciate you very much. And thank you for this program this evening. And thanks for making me feel good about myself as well.
Thank you. But you know what? I still got to ask you, what was it you learned today from our experience together on the phone earlier today?
Oh, okay. You want me to reveal that?
Yeah, you brought that. Well, you said that to people. You said.
Okay. Well, let me tell them real simple.
What they're saying. Yeah, because that, I just feel like otherwise we leave them with something that you said you were going to say, and I'm curious too. Because
I'm curious too now.
Yeah, well, it's up to you. It's totally up to you. But you did say something you're going to talk about integrity, and I thought maybe...
Yes, integrity is very, very important. And folks, what I did today was, in other words, I kind of assumed something that I wanted actually Ingrid to do, and she would have, but I kind of did something, you know, without kind of asking her permission. And there's a big respect thing that I believe with people that I have so much. And Ingrid said, well, Joe, yeah, of course I would do this, but you should ask me. And I assumed, and you know, Hamilton, you assume, okay? And, you know, she explained to me, folks, that, you know what, Joe, here's how I do things, and I'm so kind of like trying to get things done. And what I did was I took a step too far in something, and Ingrid called me. I said, Joe, this is how I operate. This is how I do business, and let me explain why you made a mistake. And I was so happy that she spoke to me that way. It made me realize, you know what, I'm human, even though I'm a businessman, I make mistakes. And she did it in such a nice way that it made me appreciate her even more and made me realize, you know what, this lady has a great point. And look what she did to try to empower me when I made a mistake. Instead of putting me down and telling me how bad I am, she said, well, Joe, let me explain this to you. And it came across so beautifully that I felt so good when I got off the phone with you.
Oh, good. Well, that's my intention, because I know that all of us, like, you know, I make mistakes all the time, and it's not about the mistakes. It's how we learn and what we do to change them. That all that matters is never about the mistake itself. So I appreciate that. That was, but I could feel it from you, because I really meant it from my heart. I got it that you didn't intend it that way, because I mean, we don't know that each other that well. We haven't spoken that much on the phone, but I know where you come from, and I know that you didn't at all mean anything. But it's so important that we look at the things. Or also, I wonder how many people actually tell the truth. I've been thinking about this yesterday, because we're in a mastermind group, and there's all these really, really powerful high rollers, and sometimes in a mastermind, sometimes people can be too nice to each other instead of telling the truth. And I'm not saying being mean or evil, but sometimes we need the truth in order to grow, and it doesn't have to be delivered in a destructive way. It can just be like, wow, you know, I need to look at this, or do you understand when you do that, this is the consequences. Or in my, for example, what I do in my branding, sometimes I want help with, am I communicating the right thing, or am I doing the right thing this way? And we all need that, and we're so afraid to say it sometimes. And rather people will fall away, or they'll just rather not say that they don't like you, or, you know, so like what that guy told you, came up to you and said he didn't like you. In a way, I'm more relieved by that than people not telling the truth. So
I agree, Ingrid. The truth it will set you free, but you're right.
Way. I mean, in a kind way, yeah. I don't mean like pour it out and spew it out and be evil, but I'm talking about where you're coming from your power and you're not trying to bring someone down. You're standing in your truth and trying and communicate from your point of view, and that's powerful. Well, thank Ingrid. You. I really appreciate it because I wanted to, you know, I was curious how you're going to take it. I didn't know. Well, I had a feeling you took it really well, but sometimes you never know how people are going to really take it. So.
Well, I've always been good at taking constructive criticism because that's how you learn. And I, again, I do appreciate it. And just like, you know, my mentors and stuff have told me things. And, you know, the truth, it doesn't hurt so much. It makes you, I believe it makes you feel good that someone lying to you. And you're right, being honest and authentic is very, very important. I know you teach that with your business coaching, and I teach it with my coaching as well. And I think that's very, very important that the truth is what you need to really hear. And it a lot of times it can actually do more good than bad. Even if it stings a little at the beginning, it's okay. You'll heal.
Well, yeah, and you grow better and bigger and more amazing. I mean, because that's really, you know, criticism a lot of times is love. It's just another form of love. And I mean, in a positive criticism where you're saying something and you come from a place where you really mean well and not that you mean evil to someone. Maybe we need to trust each other, all of us, each other a little bit more, but maybe we grew up more learning how to defend ourselves rather than be open. And you took it like an incredible gentleman, and you showed what a master you are, so thank you.
Well, Ingrid, I definitely appreciate it. And again, folks, that was the great Ingrid Elfer, www.mymuse.info, and it was great having you. And for those of you out there who are serious, not curious about getting healthy, you can connect with me, Joe Casper, at 877-347-7839. My website is fireyourdiet.com. So let's get you healthy. Let's get you the life that you deserve. Again, Ingrid, thank you so much for joining me this evening. I appreciate you very much.
Oh, thank you. This was an amazing call. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. And Ingrid, have a great night. Good night, everyone. God bless you all, and I'll see you all next week. Take care now.